Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well. Now listen, we're talking soufflés today. I have a very important question to start off.
Go for it.
What is a soufflé?
I thought this might be coming. It's a challenging word for you.
They weren't around at Murray Bridge High School when I was there. I can give you the tip.
It's actually a French word, actually. Mm. So it comes from the French. Now, excuse my really bad French right now, but it comes from the word soufflé.
All right.
Do you think I've said that right?
Souffleur.
Souffleur.
Well, unless there's a French person listening, we won't know. So that we'll go with it. Yeah.
We'll go with it. So souffleur, which means to inflate.
Oh, right.
Mm. So it's literally, it's a cake. It's a fluffy cake that inflates.
Right.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Okay.
Doesn't sound that posh now, does it?
No, it doesn't really when you put it like that. But are they sweet? Are they savoury?
Well, you can have these any which way. You can have them sweet and savoury, hot and cold, like it, you know, they're so versatile, the souffle.
Right. Okay. Mm. Are they easy? Easy to make?
I wouldn't say they're easy to make because there's a lot of, I mean, you're using eggs. And when you use eggs, there's a lot of eggs in a souffle. So you're using egg yolks, but you're also using egg whites and there's a lot of whipping. So unless you've been to boot camp consistently for like, you know, years.
And you're used to
get a sore whipped arm. Yeah. But yeah, so they're basically like, it is a process. It's not something you will go, oh, I just might whip up a souffle tonight. You probably want to think it through, prepare and organise. And so, yeah.
All right. So,
but it's a good one to dish up because it looks so impressive.
And in Greater Bendigo, are there souffles around the place that you can have?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, we are doing one at the moment for our chef's menu. So at Miss Batterham's, so we're doing a twice baked goat's cheese and cauliflower souffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the twice baked ones don't rise as much as the once baked ones. You know,
right.
that fluffy cake concept.
Yeah.
But they're still really fluffy and delicious inside.
Okay. And have you made them yourself?
No. Why would I do that when I've got a chef to make them?
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. Yeah.
But they come. I mean, if you're looking at the savoury ones will use a cheese or a vegetable, generally speaking, in those. So you could have a blue cheese souffle, or you could have just a particular Gruyere type of cheese in the souffle. So we use a goat's cheese, like a Meredith's goat's cheese, and ours.
Kraft cheddar.
You could try that. I don't see why not.
Okay.
And then the sweet ones are more sort of around your fruits. So you've got bananas or peaches or raspberries, because that looks amazing when you've got like a pink souffle. Yeah.
The banana one excites me. I love the thought
of
that.
Or chocolate.
Yeah.
We use chocolate and raspberry.
And banana.
And banana.
Yeah. Hey.
Fruit salad souffle.
Yeah, indeed. Wow.
Anyway, so they're just super delicious.
Okay. Next week, we've got some great events coming up, particularly Bendigo on the Hop and places like that. And it's all going to be about finger food.
That's right. Because you've got to be able to drink your beer, taste your beer, and nibble on something at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's going to match the beer. So Chef's been working, actually, because we're a venue for Bendigo on the Hop this year. Chef has been working on exactly the right finger food, savoury, tasty bit to match the beer.
Okay. We might just touch on a bit of the old style finger food too that's been around over the years, you know. That, obviously, I'm too young to know, but my parents told me about it. So we might touch on those.
Are you talking like a canapé?
Well, I was talking more like a pickled onion through a piece of cheese on a Jats cracker.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Catch you next week.
See you then. Bye.